Mr. Mayor, for your kind speech of welcome to me in Dodoma. It is 9 years since my last visit to this town, in the very heart of Tanzania. And in the few hours that I have been here, I can see that the heart is beating strongly. Quite some years ago, in a talk I had with the president, he had told me that he wanted Tanzania to become a model of racial understanding and of international political collaboration. I think today's luncheon would prove this. I don't know whether you are observant by nature, but we have eaten Tanzanian food, we have drunk American drinks, we have eaten off English silver, and I don't know about you, but I ate off a Russian plate. It has been my special concern during this tour to see something of the smaller towns, as well as the big capital cities of the countries I am visiting in East Africa and Madagascar. Because in the smaller towns, one can see in microcosm, and therefore perhaps more clearly, the nature of the problems and the way in which different challenges are being faced by newly independent nations such as yours. In Tanzania, I have had the privilege of meeting and talking with your great president, Mwalimu Julius Nyerere, and with many members of his government. I have also, in Arusha, Moshi, Lindi, Mtwara, Iringa, Mbeya, and now in Dodoma, been able to meet the head of your regional administration. And tomorrow, I'm going on. I can honestly say that it has been an experience of absorbing interest, and I am deeply impressed by the spirit of unity and determination which inspires this country. I fully understand, of course, that Tanzania inevitably remains, by world standards, a relatively poor country. So we must be patient, and unfortunately, miracles cannot happen overnight. I'm equally convinced that Tanzania is a land of infinite possibilities and huge unexplored potential. With political stability, harmony between the different races and tribes who have made this their homeland, and a steady determination to improve your living standards through education and hard work, this potential will surely be discovered. We often forget that we are living in an age of scientific discovery unsurpassed in the history of man. These discoveries cannot be contained within national boundaries. They are already spilling out to the stars above us and below to the depths of the great oceans. It is as certain as anything can be that scientific progress will make its impact very soon on newly independent nations such as Tanzania. What seems a dreamer's vision today will suddenly become, in a few years' time, a practical possibility. Mr. Mayor, you have paid a number of compliments to the initiatives which my community has taken in the fields of education, health, and industrial development in Tanzania. I can give you my word now that those initiatives will continue, and we look forward to playing an increasing role in the development of this country. In conclusion, Your Worship, may I say how grateful I am for having been given this opportunity to speak to the leading citizens of Dodoma. I am proud to have your assurance that my own Ismaili community is playing its part in building in Dodoma, and I know that you will always be able to count on the complete support, loyalty, and cooperation